I want to quote one of Becker's favourite phrases at this point. Lydia was very busy and important. Now, the fact that Lydia sold purple cloth too is really important to the story. Purple cloth was very valuable in those days, and it was worn by very rich people, often royalty. Now, Lydia would probably have been very wealthy too. In the stories of Jesus, we often see that it was poor people that put their trust in Jesus. I'm going to give you some money there. There you go. That's more exciting, isn't it? You've just got a big wad of cash. It's Monopoly money, don't worry. There are often lots of stories about rich people not wanting to hear about Jesus, to not want to get involved in this great expedition, because they think that they have everything that they need. We might think it's unlikely for a rich person to want to hear about Jesus, but Lydia did. And probably being rich might have helped give her some resources that would help her in God's great expedition. It certainly would have meant that she'd have had space for unexpected visitors in her house. Now, this all is starting to seem very unlikely that you'd want to know Jesus, isn't it? Lots of money, a very wealthy person, someone who was a woman. It's not adding up, is it? Now, the last unlikely part of this story is where Lydia met the men. Can anyone remember where it was where Lydia talked to Paul? Can anybody remember? Anyone? So, Lydia met Paul by the river. And this is significant because it was outside the city walls. Now, Philippi was a foreign city, and on its gates was a notice that said people were forbidden to bring different religions into the city. Now, it seemed very unlikely that Paul, Silas, Timothy, or Luke would have been able to do any of God's great expedition in the city. But they found a way. And at the river, they met someone who, although unlikely, had put her trust in Jesus. Now, the story doesn't stop with Lydia, though. The Bible tells us that her whole household were baptized. That means being washed clean with water as a symbol to show that they wanted to start fresh as friends of Jesus. That doesn't mean just her family, though, in biblical times. A household in those days was a much, much bigger thing of extended family, staff that worked in your house, people that were connected to you through business. It could have been quite a lot of people, and because Lydia put her faith and trust in Jesus, a whole community of people were able to hear about him as well. So I think for our final point up on the board that we have over here of our key data, I'm going to ask Random Finds to come and write up on the board here. I think we are never too unlikely to be part of God's great expedition. There are lots of reasons why people might think that they are unlikely to want to know about Jesus. It's okay. I gave him one job. No. There are lots of reasons why we think people might want to not hear about Jesus. They're too busy. Their lives seem to be perfect already. They might be part of another religion entirely. They might have a very important job or live a lifestyle that doesn't seem compatible with Jesus. We might not have gone anywhere near that subject of Jesus with them. But as we've learned through this week, no one is ever too hopeless. No one can ever make too many mistakes. No one can be too ordinary. No one can be too young or too old. And finally, this morning, no one is ever too unlikely to be part of God's great expedition. Now, I want you to do something quite brave. I want you to turn to the people next to you and share any times that you might have met someone that you think it's unlikely they'd want to know Jesus. Or if you can't think of that, think of the reasons why you think people might not want to hear about Jesus. I'll give you 1 minute to do that. We're able to realize a number of different reasons why you think people may not want to know Jesus. And I hope that you'll have realized through this story of Lydia And through all the other stories that we've heard this week, polar explorers, of the ways that, you know, we can never be too anything to be part of God's great expedition. I want us to pray now together as we think about these things.